Good morning. Hear the word of the Lord. The lesson for today is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 through 14. If you'd like to follow along in the Brown Bible, it's page number 1137. Just as a body, though one, has many parts, but all its many parts form one body, so it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit, so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Even so, the body is not made up of one part, but of many. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Amen.
Okay, as I mentioned earlier, we're not doing a usual sermon time, but I'm doing a couple of object lessons that will hopefully help all of us to kind of stay tuned and be alert and hopefully learn something as far as some biblical principles. Let me just mention, though, that as far as the use of this time for the next 30 minutes or so, if we have a little extra time, some of you may be interested in sharing a word of praise from yesterday's event. And so just be thinking and praying about something you might want to share, just a brief word of testimony, just a word of praise. I know for yesterday, all through the day, there were different things happening, and just amazing how God works in different ways. Like there was one situation where a gentleman just kind of said hello to me, and we were doing the little free raffle. You know, I have people read John 3:16 out loud, and then they win a prize. And found out that he's Italian. And he said he was driving by because he doesn't live very far away, and he just saw all the, you know, the something obviously was going on here. So he came over, and as he was approaching the gym, I think the live entertainment was Soul of Sack, okay? And then they were saying their names, and apparently one of the individuals said, when they said their name, this person, it's kind of an unusual name. So he said, no, that can't be. And like he knew this guy from third grade. Okay, we're talking like over 50 years ago. They've not been in touch at all, whatever, no connection. And so he came in and he saw him and he kind of recognized him still. And so they were able to reunite and have some fellowship. He goes to a different church, but it was just amazing. So I was talking to this guy a little bit and saying, wow, you know, what a connection. You haven't seen each other since grade school and all these years. And to be reconnected through various circumstances, and just one of the blessings. And then I think later in the day, a young man stopped by. I don't think he's here this morning, but he's planning to come visit us. His name is Hawk, H-O-K, but he said it's like the bird, you know, H-A-W-K, Hawk, just remember Hawk. And I remember May was talking to him a little bit. He was curious about the church and giving him some information, so he may come visit us next Sunday. He also lives in the area. So just different things like that were happening, and you know, I'm sure many of you were here working, not only yesterday, but in the weeks and months leading up to yesterday. And if you just have a word of testimony you'd like to share, just be thinking and praying about that. If we don't have time today, then possibly next Sunday, okay? But it means you have to come back to church next Sunday. Okay, so anyway, the first object lesson, I need a couple of volunteers. I need a couple of young people who are willing to come up, and you'll like I mentioned, I do have some prizes gathered up here. I've got, in case you're interested in some of the Kings players, these are autographed cards by Darren Collison and Omri Caspi. There's a DeMarcus Cousins rookie card. Rookie cards of Buster Posey and Hunter Pence from the Giants, and then there's a Joe Montana card as well. There's also some bags of candy. I know Halloween's coming up, so some of you may or may not be going out, but you know, Costco has those big, huge variety bags. And this is one of the variety bags that I opened up this morning. I think it's got 8 different little mini sizes of chocolate. And so each bag contains one of each of those 8 kinds of candy bars. So it's like a little mini Halloween celebration right here. And by the way, if the young people, if you can make it to our youth fellowship this coming Friday, there'll be plenty of candy for everybody, okay? So that's just a little extra preview. So do I have 2 volunteers? Okay, all right. All right, Mario, come on up. One more volunteer. Preferably a young person, but if none of the young people want to volunteer, okay, come on up, Michael. Okay. Are you guys both right-handed, or either one of you left-handed? Right-handed? Michael, right-handed? Okay. All right, 1 Corinthians 12:12-14 that was just read for us talks about how the body of Christ, every single man, woman, and child who comes to personal faith in Jesus Christ is placed in the spiritual body of Christ. And that's a miracle that God performs. Usually we're not even aware it's happening. We learn about it later after we come to faith in Christ. But 1 Corinthians 12 talks about how this body of Christ, this family of God, universal, is made up of every single believer from the time that Jesus was resurrected to the time that Jesus comes back. It's called the universal church, the body of Christ. And like every body, there are many members of the body. And each member has a particular function. And every member is crucial to the well-being of the whole body. And so it's not really a good idea for members to compare with each other or think that one is more important than the other or whatever. But you guys are both right-handed, right? Okay. So what I'd like you to do is each take a pen. Here you go. Do we have some books they can write on? Okay, Bible. All right, take that. Thank you. Take that. Okay, now you're going to write your name, but you're not going to use your hands. You're going to use your mouth. So you hold the pen in your mouth and write your name the best you can, because you're going to hold it up and hopefully people can see it, and we'll see who does the best job with your mouth. Okay, holding the pen in your mouth, write your name.
Just
Your first name. Just your first name, okay? Go ahead. It's not a race, so go ahead and just take your time. Please don't swallow the pen. We do have a doctor in the house, so just in case. So, are you right mouthed or left mouthed? Is your name Mario? No? Okay, I just want to make sure. No, yeah, printing is fine. Come on, cursive. Who said cursive? Okay, just your name. You don't have to draw a board. Yeah. Okay, Michael did a pretty good job, right? So.
Cursive.
Hold it up. Hold it up here. Okay, hold it up nice and high here. Okay, wait. Let me get. Okay. This is Michael's in the green, Mario's in the white paper, okay? Can y'all see it? Michael Mario. Can you see it? I know it's kind of hard to see. I should have probably used markers, but this is Michael Mario. Michael and Mario. You think they've been doing this all their lives, huh? Actually, it's not bad. It's not too bad, right? Okay, let's give them both a hand. Okay, wait. Stay up here. All right, who thinks Michael wrote his name better than Mario? Who's voting for Michael? Okay, who's voting for Mario? Did you pay that guy $5 or what? It's just the guy who's up. Okay, well, they're both winners as far as I'm concerned. Come over here, you guys. Come on over here. Okay, you can either get a card or you can get a bag of candy.
Can we keep the pens?
Yes, you can keep the pens.
I think.
Since you got your lips all over it anyway, okay? All right, so, okay, here. You want to take that one?
No.
That's an autograph card, okay? That's Omni Caspi autograph. Okay. All right, give him a hand again. Okay, I think they both did a pretty good job. I mean, we don't usually write with holding a pen in our mouths. But if you thought that was difficult, can you imagine trying to eat your food through your hands? I mean, that's impossible, right? So at least you can try to sort of write with the pen in your mouth, but eating food through your hands, that's impossible. So the idea, though, is that every part of our bodies is unique, and it is essential to the well-being of the whole body. And some parts of the body get more attention than others, and that's why in the body of Christ, we have to remember, like yesterday's event was huge, and some parts of the body who are functioning and leading different parts of yesterday's event, they're just up front more, and they get more, perhaps, recognition. But actually, every single person was crucial. There were so many people who did things the last couple of weeks, the last several months, totally behind the scenes, who may not even have been able to even be here yesterday, but they contributed to the overall event and the fact that it was a blessing to so many. So we really appreciate every person who was a part of the body, the family of God here at this church, as well as those who helped with yesterday's event. All right, the second object lesson, I'm going to need three volunteers again. Okay. All right, Leland, come on up. Let's see. I need a small, medium, and large person. So, are you bigger than he is?
Yeah.
Okay, Josh, come on up. So this Leland will be the small. Josh will be the medium. Come right here. So stand over here. And the large. How about Eddie? Come on up, Eddie. So, okay. He's getting there. He's catching up, right? So, all right. Okay. So let's bring up. Oh, actually, we need your PowerPoint. Can you bring up Galatians chapter 6? Galatians chapter 6, verse 2. Okay, I've preached on this before, but it's a principle that's really important for the whole body of Christ and understanding how we relate to one another and how we can help one another. But in Galatians chapter 6, we'll bring that up in verse 2. There we go. Thank you very much. It says that we are to carry each other's burdens, and in this way, you will fulfill the law of Christ. Carry each other's burdens. Now, in the original Greek, the word for burden is actually talking about like a crushing weight, like a boulder, or like, say, that piano over there. That's a grand piano. How big is that grand piano? Is that 8 foot? Anybody know? Seven? 7 foot? Okay, 7 foot grand piano. Now, even Eddie, I'm not sure Eddie could pick that up, that whole piano by himself. I mean, he could probably lift most of it. I'm not sure if he could pick up the whole thing. If we got 20 guys, though, from this congregation to go up and lift that piano, we could lift it very easily. Because that's a crushing weight. And that is more than any one person should try to carry by themselves. Now, God allows different circumstances into each of our lives. And when a crushing weight comes into our lives, if we don't share that with somebody else, some other Christians, to allow them to come alongside of us, it will, in fact, crush us. And unfortunately, as a pastor, I've seen Christians who, because of culture, because of personality, because of family upbringing, whatever, they just felt so hindered in sharing any of their burdens with anyone else. And they might come share it with me, and I'm like, you know, it's really important that you share this with other believers, because otherwise it's going to crush you. And little by little, they can be encouraged to realize, okay, this is not, you know, just like we're bothering people, because some people feel like they're bothering others. But one of the things I mentioned to them is, you know, if you had a very close friend who was going through the same circumstance that you're going through, wouldn't you want to help them? And of course they say, yes, of course. But what if they didn't let you know that they were going through that, and you found out later that it crushed them? Wouldn't you feel badly about it? And they go, sure. And I go, that's what you're doing to other people. So this is why, if you're going through a crushing time in your life, and all of us, the longer you live, the more likely we will have an experience like this, where God allows a crushing weight into our life, not to crush us, but so that we can share it with other brothers and sisters around us, and together we shoulder the weight. Now, why does he do that? Because when that happens, we grow closer to one another, and we grow closer to him. So if you're going through a time in your life right now where there is maybe one huge weight, maybe a whole bunch of other weights all piled up together, and together they are crushing us, we need to share that with others. Sometimes you do it discreetly, other times, you know, with the whole church family, whatever, but we need to share that burden with others. Let's go to Galatians chapter 6, verse 5. Galatians chapter 6, verse 5, just a few verses later, here's kind of a verse that sounds like a contradiction to verse 2. It says, for each one should carry his own load. And verse 2 said, wait a minute, we're supposed to share, you know, carry one another's burdens. What does this mean? Well, that's why the Greek word in verse 5 is different than the Greek word in verse 2. Verse 2, it's a Greek word that means crushing weight, like a boulder. Here, the word load in the Greek is a different Greek word. It's like, it would be like a knapsack or like a backpack. And you know, backpacks and knapsacks, or fanny packs, whatever. They come in so many different sizes and shapes, different designed to carry different amounts of weight. And I'm looking for the small. Oh, the little one? Oh, you got a little one, okay. I had a little, what do you call it, a fanny pack. All right, okay, so anyway, we'll go ahead and use that one. All right, that'll be the small one, okay? So that'll be the little one. Whose is this, anyway? Is this yours? Oh, perfect! Okay, this is Leland's. Okay, wait, hang on. Just hold it up. All right, then I've got a medium size. This one probably weighs about, I don't know, 5-6 pounds. What would you guess? How much does that weigh? Okay. Then I got this big honking one. this one. And by the way, yeah, it's got some books and stuff in it just to weigh it down. So this is probably about 35 pounds or more. Okay, this backpack, you know, this is a little plug for bargain hunting. How many of you have heard of the store in Elk Grove called Heroic? Heroic. It's kind of a clearance house. They get stuff from Costco and Sam's Club that have been open and returned, whatever. All right. They have different stuff there all the time. Anyway, this is a High Sierra overnight kind of backpack, and it probably retails for at least $80 to $100. I got it for $18. Okay. All right. Anyway, let's figure out which one of them should carry this one. Leland? It might weigh about as much as you, okay? All right. Or how about Josh? Josh might be able to handle this, but it'd be pretty heavy. It might hurt his back. How about Eddie? All right, Eddie. Okay, here you go. All right, here you go. A piece of cake, right? Okay, yeah, not a problem at all for Eddie, okay? All right. Okay, put the backpack on, Josh. Come back up here. Crushing weight. Whoop, wrong illustration. Okay, so the idea, though, is that God, He knows exactly what each of us is capable of at every moment in our lives. And that can change, right? I mean, sometimes even Eddie, as strong as he is with this huge backpack, you know, there might be times in Eddie's life because of things going on in his life, whether it's sickness or just other things, trials and tribulations, where all of a sudden he, you know, that's too heavy. And so God may say, you know what, for now, we're going to give you a backpack the size of Josh's, right? And that changes from time to time. And God, in His wisdom and in His grace, He puts the backpack on each of us that He knows is designed for us uniquely. Now, He wants to carry enough weight so that we can actually get stronger. I mean, if I walked around with a little backpack like Leland's, and that's all I had in my entire life, I might think, oh, this is a breeze. You know, I hardly feel it. I hardly even know it's on my back. But I may not grow any stronger because it's too light. And so God may have a different backpack for me. Maybe not as heavy as Eddie's, but He knows exactly the right weight, the right size of backpack for each and every one of us. So when God says each one of us should carry his own load, what He means is every one of us has our own personal responsibility. We ought not to try to mooch off of others. We ought not to compare with others and say, wow, they can carry so much more than I can. You know, I should try to carry as much as them. No, because if we try to carry too much, more than God intended for us, it'll crush us. It'll crush us. Okay, so we need to just be discerning and open to what God has for each and every one of us about our individual load and to be responsible for our individual loads. But when something crushing comes into our lives, what did verse 2 tell us? Share each other's burdens, the crushing weights. How do you tell the difference? Well, sometimes if you don't know the difference, you're not sure, talk to somebody with some spiritual maturity and insight and wisdom, and hopefully they can help you discern, is that a crushing weight or is that an individual load? And sometimes we need some discernment between the two. All right, thanks, guys. So go ahead and take out the backpacks. Give them a hand. Okay. Sorry. Okay. All right, you guys each get a prize. No, you don't get the backpack. Okay, so. Markers, card. Leland, did you get something? Okay. Oh, you got the candy. I should mention, those of you who got the candy, please don't eat it here at church. Take it home. Eat it under the supervision of your parents. Your parents might want you to share with them. So, okay. All right. All right, great. Does anybody have anything they'd like to share as far as a testimony from yesterday's event? Anybody been thinking and praying about something they'd like to share as a praise? Something brief? Anyone? Yeah, Terry. Come on up. Nice and loud.
Along with what you were saying earlier, that everyone who was here, workers, volunteers, et cetera, deserved a big commendation for having put up the inclement weather, particularly at the end of the day where we were trying to scramble around and do things. And it was really great to see everybody pitch in, whether park official teams or not.
Great. Thanks, Terry. Okay, Sweetie has a word.
Okay, yesterday, I didn't get here in time to be able to help be a worker like I normally do every year. So I just sat around and ate and observed it. And I see his comments, "Grandma, why are you not a teacher? It's no insanity." I tell him, "Sure." "Can we come over?" Anyway, my grandkids came and they picked out the food, well, that they wanted to buy with the coupons that Mr. Ed and Eddie and Pastor gave me. And we had so much food we took home. We didn't even have to cook yesterday evening. And my grandkids, they really enjoyed it. They said, "Grandma, when y'all do that again?" I said, "It's once a year. It's not every day, every Saturday."
Yeah, some people wonder, "Hey, we're doing this every weekend, right?" No, okay. All right. But thanks, sweetie. And yeah, by the way, everybody who invited, friends and relatives, neighbors, coworkers, really appreciate that, because that's a big part of this whole outreach, is getting folks to experience the fun and the fellowship. Matt, you want to share something?
Oh, yeah. So I'm Matt, and I did the help with the construction. And for the last 2 weeks, I was watching the weather. And as we came into the beginning of this week, before we were going to build, I noticed that the rain was going to come this weekend, and I just kept an eye on it every day. But by the grace of God, day before it said, it's going to clear up around 6 o'clock. That Friday afternoon, it was raining most of the day. And so when I showed up, there was no rain. We had about four or five other guys, and we set up that booth that Friday night. And it was amazing because we completed it in a record time. And so... it was all ready to go by Saturday morning. Saturday morning, everything went well, and we had no rain until about 5 o'clock, and then it came down, and everything was shambles. We were all wet. I was soaked, but everybody did their part, and we got it done. When we go in for refreshments after church today, you'll see that we're still airing out everything because everything got wet.
Thanks for sharing that, Matt. Yeah, yesterday, I think if we were here all day yesterday, we noticed that at some points during the day, the sun even came out. And it was interesting because several people would walk by and they would say, "Oh, Pastor, you guys really lucked out. You know, the rain held up." I said, "I was not luck." He goes, "Oh, okay, yeah, you guys, we were praying, and God was very gracious." So, anybody else want to share? Maylee, you want to share something? Okay.
Yesterday, I was working in the cookie booth, and a girl comes by, and she looks at me, and she says, "Are you Mae Dong?" I said, "Yes," and she quickly walked away. I didn't have... And I thought, wow, she knows my name, and I don't know her. And then my second time, she comes around again, but this time she bought some cookies. And she says, "Do you remember me?" And I said, "No." And she said, "I had you in first grade in 1955. That's over 60 years. So she came, took my picture, and she brought her husband, and we took our pictures again. And then she wanted to meet Pastor, so I brought her over to meet Pastor. And she says she lives close by to the church. So I welcome her to come and be here on Sunday, and she says she would try. Then my second one was also, I'm sitting in the booth, And the squirrel keeps turning around looking at me, and of course I'm smiling. And then after about an hour, she had enough courage to ask, come up and talk to me again. And she said, did you teach at William Land School? I said, yes. I said, many years ago. She says, yes, in the 50s, because I had you.
In the 50s?
So again, another student I didn't recognize or haven't seen for 60 years. So I must have, I haven't changed, I guess.
So, yeah, okay, Maylene, I was confused because when you brought that person over and she said you were her teacher, I said, what, was Maylene a teacher when she was 8 years old? I don't get it here.
Oh, that's another thing. She even wanted, so she started calculating how old I was. And she came up with the age of 81, and I said, thank you, but I'm more than that. Okay. Thank you.
Well, we praise God for all the connections that God made through that event. And also, you know, just a word to just praise God for all the those of you who teach. I mean, who have taught our teachers. Sometimes we take that for granted, but how blessed we are for the teachers that God has brought into our lives. So, thank you. Anybody else want to share? Quick hand. Yeah, Eddie? And then I think, was it Adele? Okay.
Okay, keep it brief, Ed. So I think just the blessings that I saw that come out of it was just the people that help from young and old, and the teenagers, you know, they had the duty. Some of them had washing dishes. I don't think anybody loves to wash dishes, right? But one blessing was I was watching them do it, and they just did it in such a beautiful spirit, you know. And then, like I said, watching people volunteer from very, very young to seniors, and everyone, just that beautiful harmony, that was just nice for me to behold and watch. And then my last comment is saying that I know this is such a worthwhile, you know, event, because I see a lot of people in the Green Haven area, and they don't attend here, but I just, the fact that they can come here and say, like in that case right there, oh, this is your home church, and just to get those connections and stuff like that was really good. This one girl that studies at Starbucks, I found out that when she was here, I was like, oh, you're the one that's always studying, you know, at the same study table as me. And she said, yeah, my mom actually attended here when she was a little girl. So she was sharing, her name is Debbie, I can't remember her last name and everything. So I just thought that was, like I said, the connections that you just mentioned. Okay, God bless.
I don't know how well my voice is going to come through. It keeps cracking because I think I'm starting to lose it. But kind of in line with Pastor Lewis was sharing this morning, I felt leading up to this fall festival that I could not carry as big of a load as I normally can. And so I was very worried that things were going to go as, not necessarily as planned, but just that everything was going to get completed. But I just wanted to let everyone know that God really does provide, and I feel like leading up to this event, so many people helped me carry my load. I felt like I had so many people that I asked to do things at the last minute, so many people who stayed longer for their shifts, so many people who did huge tasks that when I came to ask them and I was afraid they were gonna look at me like I was crazy, just gracefully said, sure. Like it was no problem. So I know that on behalf of myself and Joey and Phyllis, we know that we could not do any of this without the whole church and many others, because there's so many people even outside of the church that spent hours and hours helping us prep. I had one of the chicken guys tell me yesterday, you know, every year I come and I make chicken, but this year I help before the chicken, and you know, I didn't realize how much work goes into it, because it's not just one day. So I wanted to say thank you. We really appreciate everyone that contributed. And we couldn't do it without everyone together, collectively. Thank you.
Hey, is Joey here? She's in the kitchen. And how about Phyllis? Is Phyllis, she's also?
That's why, because she just came back from China.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Jeff and Phyllis came back from China and landed in San Francisco yesterday morning, I think, and rushed over here to help, especially with the closing thing. So yeah, it's pretty amazing. Okay, well, we'd like to acknowledge, you know, the three co-chairs who, you know, obviously there are tons and tons of volunteers who work together, but you really need someone to function as a coordinator and chairs, and for the last number of years, it's been Adele and Joey and Phyllis. So we'd like to acknowledge them, but of course, Joey's in the kitchen and Phyllis is recovering from jet lag. But Adele, why don't you come on up here? And they always try to tell me, you know, no, we don't need gifts or whatever acknowledgement. But I think it is appropriate and fitting for us as Christians to give honor where honor is due, and to acknowledge their hard work. And even though Adele said she felt like this year, there were lots of things that she was asking others to help or whatever. Well, it's a crushing weight for all of them, really. And obviously, they really help coordinate and spread out the work among many others. And so we want to just give you this little gift on behalf of the church and acknowledge you and thank you really for all your help, Adele. So. And hopefully you can stay for lunch afterward because Joey will be over there and we'll hopefully honor Phyllis next time she's here. I think maybe next Sunday. Okay, so we'll wrap this up and let's just close with a word of prayer. Then we'll move on to the rest of the service, okay? All right, let's pray together. Father God, thanks again for the way that you blessed in so many ways for our fall food festival, holding off the bad weather, and just all the many people who helped make it possible and working together, and all the connections of people who've known each other for many, many years, but were not connected for decades, and how you brought them back together. And Father, thank you for those who shared today in their testimonies. Thank you also for the object lessons that remind us of the importance of the body of Christ, that every single member is important, young or old, and all the differences that we have. We're unique. We are members of the body through faith in Jesus Christ, and how we need to depend on one another, especially when you allow circumstances that are like a crushing weight, and we need to share that with others. And we need to be responsible as well in carrying our own individual loads. And we thank you for your wisdom and your grace in knowing exactly what each of us is capable of carrying at any given time. So, Father, we give you all the praise and thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.